Surviving an Empire. Written by Zia Zippy 5379 and read by K-Burb. This is a leveraged Star Wars crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. Parker knew that she was lucky. Masters Ford and Devereaux had taken her along with Alec, another initiate, out of the temple for an excursion. And she was even luckier that Master Devereaux was able to hide the rest of them as well in the Force. So they were able to hide and get off Coruscant without attracting the clones' attention. And once they were off planet, both Masters' experience with the underbelly of the Republic came in handy. They were able to survive and hide. But Parker didn't feel lucky. Everyone she had known her whole life was dying, being killed, by people they were told they could trust. Within a year of the destruction of the Jedi and the rise of the Empire, their group of four had become five. They had found a Padawan, Elliot Spencer, whose master had died getting him away to safety. They had welcomed him to their little group before moving on again to keep hiding and surviving. Sometimes, they would be far enough from anyone that Sophie and Nate, they were no longer safe using titles, would give them lessons in the Force. Mainly, they would be about how to hide and stay safe, but they also taught their three young ones about their history, other uses of the Force, and lightsabers. They had managed to keep all their sabers and even get the necessary materials to let Parker and Hardison, who no longer wanted to be Alec, build bigger hilts for their growing size. They did not join the rebellion. They helped when they could, but with minors involved that needed the care of the adult Jedi to stay safe, they couldn't. So they trained and hid and prepared. The Empire grew in strength, and the longer it lasted, the harder it would be to get rid of. They knew they would all be needed. Sometimes they took missions, but mostly ones they came across when it was something they could not ignore. Few and far between. They became more frequent as time went on. The day that Hardison became an adult, they joined the Rebellion. It had been 10 years since Parker's world, and the entire galaxy, had fallen apart. 10 years of constantly being on the move and having to hide from everyone and everything. And now they were surrounded by people all the time. Someone had listened and did not break up their team, but when they were on any of the bases, it seemed that there was no way to get away from everyone. It wasn't just Parker that felt that way, but she definitely felt it the most. She just did not know how to act. Sophie did help her a lot. She taught Parker tells and gave advice on how to act around others. She had done it for the most of the time that Parker had known her, but now they were around people more and taking on more missions, so they spent more time working on it. 2 years after joining the Rebellion was their first bad mission. Elliot nearly died, and they lost Lucille. Hardison got another ship, which he promptly named Lucille too. But that didn't heal any of the damage to their family. None of them knew when they had become family, but it was long before they all sat waiting for Elliot to be able to come out of the Bacta tank. They all refused to go out before Elliot was okay. The Rebellion didn't mind too much, since it meant Hardison could slice for them, and they could get Nate and Sophie to train various undercover agents. Parker mostly sat with Elliot, or hid from everyone else. For 7 more years, they did everything they could. Nate and Sophie became trusted by the highest commands. They all became more and more invaluable for their ability and willingness to take on tasks that no one else could. And they did, over and over. They got their own team name of Leverage. Then everything changed. First, Andor, who they grudgingly admitted was good at what he did, came back with the wild intel from the woman he found. And that led to Scarif, which was not good, but there were minimal casualties. There would have been less if Andor and his friends hadn't gone rogue and Parker had been given more time to do it. Then another Skywalker showed up and blew up the Death Star. Parker and Hardison were not as clear on why that upset the older three of their group until they crossed paths and felt his signature in the Force. And they realized this boy had to be related to Anakin Skywalker, which absolutely nobody needed, unless he was somehow less reckless. They all got to take turns training Luke to prepare him for what everyone expected him to do. Luke almost became another member of the little family that the five members of Leverage had built for themselves. It was only almost because of how long they had been a family without him. And he came with extra people. Sophie was the one who figured out that Princess Leia was Force-sensitive, and then managed to get where she came from out of Organa, which made everyone even more frightened of her abilities, except, of course, Leverage. Then, Luke, Leia, and the rest of their team went on a mission and ended up causing all sorts of chaos, which is what happens when two people related to Anakin Skywalker, who they now knew was Vader, and to say that information being learned went badly was an understatement, are set loose on the galaxy. A second Death Star was built, and Nate had to be physically restrained from going after Vader and Sidious by himself. It took a while, a few hours actually, but eventually they convinced Nate to wait until they had a plan. And plan they did. All the highest commanders kept trying to take control, but between Nate, Sophie, and the Organas, they managed to keep control with Leverage and Luke and co. The battle was not easy. Even with five not Jedi and the twins, it was difficult. It wasn't until Vader decided to help them instead of Sidious that they finally won. They were lucky that Vader and Sidious were the only ones that died, but all of them were injured in some way. After the Empire fell, there was work to do. Nate and Sophie decided to join Luke on his mission to rebuild the Jedi. Elliot, Parker, and Hardison decided to keep working on making the galaxy better for all sentience. And they knew that if they ever ran into a kid that needed a place to help them with the Force, they had a place to send them and their family. The end.